happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, February 20th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yatuma. She's a candidate running for Secretary of State for the upcoming March 28th nominating convention down in Novi. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. I talked about a story that broke earlier this week that involved you as well as your two opponents, Amanda Love and Anthony Forlini. The three of you are competing for the votes at the nominating endorsement convention, like I said, Saturday, March 28th in Novi. And Amanda Love, her sister, came out and put a post up on Facebook, actually a video, saying not to vote for her sister, that she's a snake, she's a liar, she's not qualified to be Secretary of State, she'll do anything for power, and even brought up a personal story about Child Protective Services and filing alleged accusations against her husband. It was a crazy story. And MERS News Service and a few others actually mentioned that while on the campaign trail, you were the only one so far that has said anything negative about Amanda, and it hasn't done you any justice. That some people don't really like you talking about her being a driver for Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land when she's trying to put herself out there as having all this experience and knowledge working in that office. So what I wanted to do, I know you've seen the story, I know you've talked to certain people about it, but basically, what's the facts and where are you coming from on this entire situation with Amanda Love's sister posting that negative video about her and not to vote for her at the convention?
Yeah, thanks, Rainey. I appreciate you asking this question. This is really important. And I really want to set the record straight on this. That was a blind-sourced assertion that was made, that I have attacked Amanda for things in her personal life. It's 100% false. I've talked to Amanda about it, and she does agree with me on that. What people don't realize is that Amanda and I have both fought in the trenches, and we have a mutual respect for each other. And it's not just this attack, you know, with her sister. It's even a prior attack when a text message went out. I got the blame for that too, and I'm not understanding why I'm taking the blame. From the get-go, Amanda and I, you know, I said to her, hey, if there's ever an issue, reach out to me. I'll reach out to you. Let's talk to each other directly, right? Let's turn off the noise and let's not be involved in any drama. And she agreed, and I have stuck to that. My team and I, Amanda knows her past and her history, and she approached me in the beginning of this race, and my team and I personally promised Amanda that we would not attack her for the personal events that have taken place in her life, and I'm proud that we've kept that promise. I talked to her yesterday because I'm being accused of coordinating with her sister or paying her sister, and I want everybody to know that none of that is true. I was not behind the original text message, you know, with Paul Scott or whatever happened when she was working for Paul Scott when she had her son. As a matter of fact, I commended her and I told her, good job. You know, she kept the child. I'm very pro-life and I was glad that she chose to keep the child in that situation. And so I talked to Amanda yesterday. Her and I are going to put out a joint statement together tonight, hopefully, because I think, and she agrees, that there's a clear coordinated campaign coming from the GOP establishment, and it's aimed at sowing seeds of doubt between Amanda and myself. A lot of the noise that people are seeing online or hearing out there, you know, it's the delegates just kind of bickering amongst each other, throwing blame at me or throwing mud at her. And in real life, Amanda and I are not like that. We actually get along. We've had conversations and we address things with each other directly. And she's on the same page that I am. She knows that I'm not behind these attacks.
Well, what I'm wondering is because the other opponent, Anthony Ferlini, he is being handled by a political consultant that I'm personal friends with. We go way back, you know, decades. I mean, I met him originally in 2010 when I ran for the state Senate. And I'm very aware of who he is and how he operates. And this is not his method. This is not his mode of operandi. I do know other consultants that do this kind of stuff, but not this guy. And so I'm wondering, really, who is behind it? But you have to say, if it's not you and Amanda, there's only one other candidate out there running against you guys.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm really frustrated too, Randy, because I seem to be getting all the blame and the other candidate doesn't get any. And I really am not understanding why. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. I think the situation with her sister, I'm not sure if anybody was behind that. I just think that's a personal family matter. And maybe the sister just maybe chose to do this on her own. I don't know that we can make that assumption that somebody's behind it. Could somebody be behind it? Sure. I mean, that's always a possibility.
Right.
But we just don't know for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm, for one, fed up with this. And anybody that is part of it, if it comes out, I think it's going to be very detrimental to the candidate that's behind it. But again, you have said publicly you're not behind it. You and Amanda are going to put out a joint press statement about it. I think that we definitely need to get this aired out because we're basically this coming Thursday, we're going to have our county conventions. And we're going to be sending our delegates, choosing our delegates to send to that nominating convention on March 28th. And I think this all needs to be aired out long before this coming Thursday's county conventions. I'm sure you agree with that statement.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that statement. And I want to also add to it that I denounce all personal attacks. It is never okay. And I want to remind these delegates that we have to get through this primary. But after we get through this primary, we need to come together, we need to unite, and we need to get behind the candidates that emerge from this primary because we need to get into that general election and we need to beat these Democrats. There is nothing more important than that.
Well, one thing that really is lining up, it appears that Garland Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor, he's getting all these union endorsements, the MEA, the UAW, others. So obviously it appears that he is going to be the anointed one at their convention, but that doesn't take place until April. So we have a few weeks jump on them heading into their convention. But the bottom line, this is all going to come down. Do we want Garland Gilchrist to be the next Secretary of State?
Well, I can tell you that I don't. I don't want any Democrat to be the next Secretary of State. And I can tell you this is a huge race for them. This is a very important seat. And they're pouring more money into and have more eyes on this race, even more than the governor's race. They realize how important this Secretary of State seat is. They also realize that if a Republican gets in there, they're in trouble because I know if I get in there, I'm going to uncover everything that they've been doing and we're going to hold people accountable and we're going to prosecute. And I think that they're trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, too, is as you've been going around talking to various parties, talking to the actual precinct delegates, just even this week, has this story affected those conversations? Are people asking you about it, or is that something that's been off the radar?
People haven't really asked me about it. I've just had a couple ask if I've seen it. I say yes, that I've seen it. We've had a couple of events where all three candidates were there. Amanda has been asked about it. She's not really talking about it or answering questions. She's kind of just shutting it down and saying it's a personal family matter, and she prefers to keep it private.
Sure, sure. Well, it really shouldn't be out there, but for whatever reason, like you said, her sister chose to put it out there. One other thing about your campaign, mm-hmm. as we are heading into these county conventions this coming Thursday, any personal appearances or are we dialing numbers to precinct delegates? What's the plan for your campaign?
I'm reaching out to delegates every single day. I'm trying to call and talk to them. As much as I travel the state every day and get out there and try to get in front of them in person, it's almost impossible to hit all of them. And not all of them attend all the events, too. So that's another issue. But You know, this week I've been in Macomb a couple of times, and I was in Troy with District 11. And so I was on the Michigan Matters podcast as well. Today, I will be in Berry County for a Secretary of State debate. It will actually only be Amanda and myself tonight. I don't know why Anthony has chosen not to come. And we'll be in Wayne County next week as well.
So it's crunch time because the delegates that go to county convention next Thursday, it's very critical that your supporters get sent to the state nominating convention. And I think it's you can't do enough. Personal phone calls is the one I think really works the best. And I think precinct delegates appreciate you taking the time to make those phone calls.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. You know, when I make those phone calls, I get to have those one-on-one conversations. They get to ask me questions and it's very open. It's just very raw. You know, you get to know me on a personal level. And I think that that's really important because this is a very important vote that they're going to go cast at state convention.
What other last minute things are you going to be doing? And also at the convention, what are they allowing you guys to do as far as putting out information on the chairs? How is that going to work?
To be honest with you, I'm still waiting to hear about that. So I can't answer that for you entirely.
Okay.
Yeah,
they haven't put out the rules yet.
No.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Well, again, MonicaForMichigan.com is our website. Final plea. I know it costs a lot of money to travel the state. Anything you'd like to say to the folks that they could do to help you out on your website?
If you're willing to donate, that's always helpful. But also you can go to MonicaForMichigan.com. You can endorse. If you'd like to reach out to me and talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. You can do that as well. But we need as much support as possible for the state convention. And I ask for your support and as the best candidate in this race.
Very good. Well, we're going to let you go. I want to wrap this up with a little monologue. And I know you got to get back on the phone and start calling those delegates. So appreciate you coming on the show and clearing up this story about Amanda Love.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Randy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Monica.
Yep. Bye-bye.
The one thing, in full disclosure, I want to make sure you guys understand, I have personally endorsed Monica myself. And the reason for it is because she's a businesswoman. She's not a politician. She's never been elected to office before. But much like my wife, Victoria Bishop, a businesswoman going in and completely fixing what was wrong with the Antrim County Clerk's Office, I believe Monica will do the same thing as our next Secretary of State. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just final thoughts on this story that came out. His sister, who posted this video on Facebook about people not voting for Amanda Love at the endorsement convention for Secretary of State. If it comes out that a political consultant put her up to doing this, we need to find out who that consultant is and which candidate they're supporting. Now, I know Monica and her team, and I truly believe her when she said she had nothing to do with it. But at the same time, the news media, the news stories, even MERS News Service put it out there that it was Monica Yatuma by association. Now, I was at the church of the debate in Rochester. I heard Monica say that she was questioning Amanda's experience, quote unquote, while she was the staffer for Terry Lynn Land. She claims that she has work experience in the Secretary of State's office, the only candidate with any experience. Her banner says, Amanda Love's banner says, experience counts. Well, Monica called her out on it, that basically you were a driver. You got her coffee. You weren't really in any real substantive, meaningful meetings regarding Secretary of State's functions and job responsibilities. Amanda didn't disagree with those accusations from Monica. But she never brought up her sister. She never brought up anything of her personal issues ever. Now, the only other possibility is the other candidate, Anthony Ferlini. And I know Anthony. I don't think he would do this either. But there are some staffers, perhaps working for his consultant, that I really have a problem with. And the way this tactic has been used in the past, and I talked about this in the MERS News Service story this week, it was the exact same tactic that was used against Greg McMaster when he was running for state senate against Wayne Schmidt. Just 2 to 3 weeks before that primary, Greg McMaster's own mother came out with a press statement saying that she was endorsing his opponent, Wayne Schmidt. And ultimately, it cost him the race. At the time, in the polling, I remember this clear as bell, Greg McMaster was up on Wayne Schmidt with like 2 or 3 weeks to go before the August primary. This story came out, and the attacks were flying everywhere. The story was covered in all the newspapers, and surprise, surprise, Wayne Schmidt won the election. Well, I hope and pray that it doesn't have that effect in this race. Personal family issues should not be part of a political campaign. And the people that use personal family members are disgusting. And in my opinion, don't deserve our votes either. Got a text message from Officer Rick talking about the Bergman machine. Tony Liss, James Hogue, having this political consulting firm on the side while being employed by the congressman. Randy, this is another trend that I've noticed. Elected staffers having the political consulting and campaign management companies. This would be a good law to pass, making it illegal for these employees, staffers, to have and operate these companies. Megan Reckling has been doing this crap for years, using her positions and connections as a staffer and to create a campaign company to influence Republican races. This is obviously a problem, and it needs to be addressed. Rick, I'm fully aware of all the things you said about Megan. I know them to be true, and I agree with you. If you're getting a paycheck from the federal government to be a staffer for a congressman, you should not be allowed to have a sideline consulting firm business. James Hogue is the communications director for the congressman. Tony Liss is his chief of staff. This Right Way Strategies, or whatever the heck it's called, it's their consulting firm. Beau LaFave has contracted with this consulting firm and, as a result, got Congressman Jack Bergman's endorsement to be the next state senator. Now, I'm not saying that Beau LaFave would not be a better state senator than David Preston, because God knows I've had my disputes with Ed McBroom. Over the years, we have been at total opposites. But this political influence from a staffer, it's got to stop. History lesson in our next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
$4,747. 4747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned...